Hi, babe. It's like 1 a.m. right now, and I'm very tired. We haven't spoken all day, and I know it's very difficult for us to talk these days because you're working constantly, and I'm also a little busy, but I don't really know what to do without you, so. I could tell you a lot. So much has happened. I could tell you about the party that I went to last week. We never really talked about it that much, but it was a very fun party. Except the fact that in every step of the way, I could feel your absence, and it didn't help that everybody kept asking, "Oh, so where is your boyfriend? Where is your lovely boyfriend?" You guys would always show up everywhere together, and I had to be like, yeah, he's away because of a project, and I had to act all okay. I had to be like, yeah, nothing is bothering me. I'm totally fine. I'm like not completely attached at the hip to my partner, but it, I don't think it was very convincing. And, I'm sorry, I'm just, oh my god. I know this audio is supposed to be just me telling you how the week is going, but, babe. I'm a little embarrassed to admit to this, but, it's difficult. It's only been like a week, but my god, how am I going to wait for this project to be over for 3 months? How are we gonna be long distance for 3 months? This is driving me insane. And you know, like the last time we did anything was last week before you left. Do you remember? We fucked like the entire day. Oh my god. Like, do you remember us just making breakfast? And I was trying to focus. I really was. I was trying to make those pancakes perfect, and I wanted to make more so you'd have something to eat on the plane, but the entire time you were just rubbing me, and when you hugged me from behind, I could feel that you were hard, and oh god, I miss that. Fuck. I shouldn't have been thinking about it or talking about it, because when I talk out loud like this to you, it just it makes me horny. And or like, remember how you bent me over the kitchen counter and you literally just pulled down my skirt and realized that I was not wearing anything underneath because secretly I was hoping that you would do something like this. And you realized that I was really wet and you pushed your cock inside and fuck. I'd never seen you so hard before. I don't know, was it the domestic chores? Are you like secretly into that? Maybe like cooking turns you on? I mean, if it does, you can tell me and I'd always be ready to do whatever that pleasures you, you know? And when you bent me over the kitchen counter and you just thrusted it in me, oh, fuck. And you know, I don't think I could really talk then because I was really busy moaning and screaming your name, but the things that really turned me on, let me tell you about those. So I loved your hand just being around my neck, but like safely and securely holding me there. And I loved you just kissing my shoulder, biting into it. And I loved you groaning like that. And I don't know, I just have a thing for voices and sound and audio. And you just huffing and puffing and yearning like that. It was really good. It felt like you desperately needed me. And I fucking love that. Oh, babe. Or the other time, like, after we took a shower and we were like, no, we're not gonna fuck anymore. That's gonna be it. But, oh, when you were just soaping me down and playing with my boobs, and I just watch your dick slowly rise, and, you know, how I just asked you to put it in between my thighs, and my body was very slippery, and we were using that body wash that you really, really like, you know, the strawberry scented one with a mix of chocolate and vanilla. And you just put your dick in between my thighs and you kept going and going. Babe, I don't know what's going on, but I'm really fucking horny and I think I'm gonna masturbate. And I know that you told me that I shouldn't be touching myself unless I really, really, really need to. And I think this is one of those times, and I'm sorry that I'm touching myself without you being here. But, you know, next time it could definitely teach me that I need to do this with you on a call. But you remember that one time you also touched yourself and the sex we had afterwards? That's sort of me being more dominant. Fuck, that was so hot. But this time I feel like you should take the control. Let me get rid of my pants. And I'm going to be using this vibrator, babe. Oh, thank you so much. This was the best gift ever. I'm so glad that you thought of making this for me before you left. Having a vibrator to the shape of your dick. Oh my god. I am the luckiest girl in the world to have a boyfriend like you. So now, as I'm fucking myself with this, I'm gonna imagine your dick going deep in my pussy. And you're gonna sit there, maybe at work, maybe in a meeting, and you're gonna listen to me fuck my brains out and moan to you. No. Oh, babe. I'm just gonna try to explain what I'm thinking about. I'm touching myself. Or, well, as you're fucking me. So I'm going to close my eyes and picture you. Oh, fuck. Right. On top of me, okay? Imagine this. Your arms, your right arm on my right side, and your left arm on the left, and you touching my cheek, just looking into my eyes, and coming down to kiss my lips. Now, if I really imagine it, I can almost feel your lips on mine, and it feels so good. I can taste it. I can taste you. I can taste your tongue. I can feel your lips. And if I really just close my eyes, really try hard, I can feel your breath on my skin as you go down, and I can see your eyes just looking all over my body and my curves, looking at my tits. And let me tell you, babe, I'm touching my left boob right now, and I'm bouncing it up and down just for you. And I'm playing with my nipple, and I'm twisting my nipple just the way that you taught me to. I'm pressing on it and I'm pulling it out. Oh, and it hurts a little, but it's okay. If you were here, you would just lick it better. And then you would bite it. And I would have my hand on your head and I would play with your hair, with your gorgeous hair. And I would just look down and see your face devouring my chest. Oh, and your other hand would be on my other boob and you would just play with it like a little bouncy ball. Oh, and I would just feel your dick getting harder and harder, getting rock solid, as you're just grinding against me, against my thigh. Because I know you have a thing for my thighs. You always said how you loved how toned it is, but how soft my skin felt. And then you would go down slowly on my stomach, and you could feel the abs slowly, very slowly and gently building, just baby abs. And then you would go down on me, little kisses to my pussy, and then you'd just open the lips with two of your fingers, and right in between those fingers you would start licking my clit, like a good boy. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry if I'm going a little faster now. It's just I'm really fucking horny, you see? Oh, fuck. And you would start eating me out. Oh, like that one time. You were so horny for me and you couldn't stop yourself and you started jerking off your cock. My god, I just... Oh, fuck, that is one of the best things ever, babe. I don't know if I ever told you or not, but I love watching you stroke your cock. That's like one of my kinks. Remember that one time when I was getting ready and I noticed that you were there, but I was just busy doing my own thing and I would just bend down a little bit and very accidentally, and you would start touching yourself with your pants on. You had those sweatpants. It was right after gym. And I could see the outline of your cock, and you started rubbing it very slowly, very gently. Oh, fuck. You started touching yourself, and I could see the pre-cum wetting your sweatpants. And I bent down, and I started just spreading my legs and touching my pussy. And you watched me, you watched my ass, especially when I started twerking a little bit. And then you didn't take your dick out, you kept just doing it, and you put your hand inside your sweatpants, and my god, I could see you play with that dick. And I kept going and going and oh yeah, baby, are you touching yourself? Are you stroking your cock for me now? I hope you are. I hope you know how fucking horny I am for you, especially if you're touching yourself now. Oh, good boy. Oh, you're my baby boy. Oh, and who says that long distance isn't sexual? Look at us now. We're jerking it off at the same time, and oh my god, it's so fucking fun. Oh, to imagine that you're laying on your bed and you're stroking it out for me. It's all for me. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, and then I was so horny that I just came to you and I pulled your sweatpants down and your dick, it just jumped out at me, that monster fucking cock. Oh, and I went down on my knees like a fucking slut and I started slapping your dick on my forehead and on my tongue. And you loved how horny I looked. You love that, don't you? Knowing that your girlfriend is so composed and so serious with everybody else. She doesn't even smile, mostly. But with you, she's such a whore for you. Because I want to be your good girl and I want to be your good whore. And then you just put your cock down my throat and you started fucking me like... long for your cock down my throat now. Oh yeah, and then I asked you to fuck my pussy, but you said no. You're gonna fuck my cock with that slutty mouth of yours. And I said yes, for you I'll do anything. I'll be on my knees and you can fuck my lips and I'll kiss the tip for you. And my God, the view from down there, just looking at your eyes, being so fucking dominating, so serious, so much lust. I just wanted you to use me. The only. I wanted nothing more than to pleasure you. Oh, and then you graced me with your cock and my pussy. You laid me on the bed. And you fucked me so hard. Oh, yeah, I remember you thrusting back and forth while you were holding my leg up there. And that was so good. And you started kissing my ankle, going up to my leg. And just biting and leaving a hickey mark. And that was so good. I want a fucking tattoo out of your bite marks. Oh, baby. And you started just touching my leg, going up and down. Oh, fuck your fingers. Those veiny hands on my thighs. Oh, babe. Oh, babe. I'm sorry. I really fucking need you now. And I don't know how people ever cheat on their partners. I could fucking never. But I'm so desperate for you when I need you so much, when you're the sexiest man I've ever seen. Oh, babe. And remember when you wanted to put on a condom and I was like, fuck no, just fuck me raw. Fuck me raw, baby. Fuck me raw like that. Oh, babe. I'm so sorry. I really want to make it enjoyable for you. I want to go on forever. I'm so fucking horny. Remember when you wanted to fuck me in the ass and you just turned me around with one hand and you started eating my ass out, just bouncing my big ass and biting it and putting your tongue right in there. Oh, babe. And you just fucking took your cock out and you slammed it in my tight asshole. Oh, and the sounds it made. Do you remember how tight I was for you? Do you remember it? Do you remember how tight I was? Yeah, are you picturing it? Are you picturing it? Yeah, make your hand tighter for me. Good boy. Yeah, exactly. Oh, wait now. Wait. Don't keep going. Don't keep going. Just listen to me. Yes. Now you can keep going. Yeah. Go slow. Slow and steady, babe. Do something for me, will you? Just rub the back of your dick right back under the tip. Yeah, good boy, good boy. Yeah, make it sensitive. Oh, good boy, good boy. Now imagine me just kissing the tip. Good boy. Oh, now you can go faster. I want you to go really fucking fast. Oh, baby. Oh, baby boy. Oh, 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 baby, fuck me. Oh, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Fuck me harder. Oh, oh, yeah. Imagine me bouncing on your cock. Yeah, yeah. Imagine your dick going so far deep. Yeah. Imagine pounding me mindless. Imagine me being cock drunk for you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Tell me. Oh, yeah. Faster, faster, faster. Good boy. Oh, yeah. Fuck me. Imagine all my body fucking vibrating. Yeah. Yeah, like this fucking vibrator. Oh, yeah, babe. I miss you. Oh, babe, I love you. Fuck. Oh, are you gonna come for me? Are you gonna come for me? Are you gonna come for me? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, 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 baby. Oh, oh, oh. Are you ready? Are you ready to come? You're gonna come with me, yeah? Oh, you're gonna come with me. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Yes, 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 yes. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Oh, 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 oh. Yes, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, baby. Baby, 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 baby. Yes, oh, yes, oh, 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 no, 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 oh, babe, oh, that was so good. Holy fuck, that was so good. Oh, I could, literally imagine you just being right here and doing this with me. No, I feel like that's what we have to do during these times when we're long distance. Ah, babe. I need to be on a fucking call. You know what? From now on, we're going on Discord calls and we're sleeping together, okay? Because I really can't imagine anything else. No, I love you so much, babe. This was so good. Thank you. Oh, God. Babe, if you hear this and you're still awake, can you call me? Because I really miss you. Thank you so much, babe.